I'm going to read to you from Leviticus 19:31. It says, "Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." It may not be said of God's people that they would ever allow themselves, like a Saul, to go to some witch of Endor to find out what their future is. Folks, you want to know your future? Here it is, right here in the Bible. This is this choose your destiny. You can either serve God, sow to the spirit and reap life, or sow to the flesh and reap death. Choose your destiny. There it is. You don't have to read your palm. You don't have to, have a crystal ball. They don't have to do the tarot cards. Literally, we're coming off the freeway right now, and my wife's like, "Look at that sign." And in Spanish, it said tarot cards. Like, I'll read cards for you or whatever. Now, why do they do that? Do they do that because they want you to find your life purpose? Do they do it because they just want to be a blessing to you? No, because they want to make money off of you. That's why. Folks, the reason the damsel was possessed by a devil was because she had masters who were making money off of that. Look at Leviticus 20, verse 6. "And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God." Skip down to verse 26. "And ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people that ye should be mine. A man also or a woman that hath a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them," the Bible says. So look, they don't go to prison. They don't go to a ward. God sees this as such an abominable act that he says these people need to be cut off. They actually need to be put to death. Now, today in 2020, obviously we're not under that. Okay? These people are allowed to roam freely and do whatever they want. But in biblical times, under the law of Moses in the Old Testament, they were put to death. Hey, you walked into a tent and there's some palm reading going on? Stone them with stones. That's what would happen.